This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يُؤْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear beloved respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to give me and you the hikmah, to give us the wisdom, because whomsoever got the hikmah, just like the ayah we just heard, whomsoever got the hikmah, have the wisdom, he has khayran kathira, a lot of good. Tonight's hikmah, as usual, I will read it in Arabic and then translate and explain. عجباً لمن لا يصبر على نار الدنيا لحظة واحدة ثم هو يستهين بنار الآخرة. الله أكبر. Astounding is the affair of the one who cannot bear the fire of this world for even a second, yet they take the fire of hell very lightly. My brothers and sisters, our main reason for existence is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get His mercy, and enter an eternal Jannah, and to stay away from the hellfire. So here, this wise man is saying something that is very true. None of us can bear the fire of this dunya for a second. Sometimes you touch the oven when it's hot and you cannot handle it, you immediately withdraw your hand. Sometimes you are close to a fire and you feel its flames and you cannot handle it. And subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us this fire of the dunya is part from 70 parts of the fire of hell. Each part of it is like the heat of this one. Allahu Akbar. So the intensity of the fire of hell is 70 times more than the intensity of the fire of this dunya. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, the fire of this dunya is enough. to be worried about the fire of this dunya is enough. 70 times more? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So my brothers and sisters, if we cannot handle this fire of this dunya for a second, how can we expect to be in the hellfire for a day, where every day is 1,000 years of what we count here? Because some people say, you know what, I will go to the fire for a day or two, and then, you know, we will go back to Jannah, since we are from the people of Tawheed, the people of La ilaha illallah. My brother and sisters, if you are from these people, listen to me carefully. We cannot afford to be in the hellfire for a fraction of a second. For a fraction of a second. This hellfire, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, it is so huge. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمٍ. It will be brought. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when hell comes, it has 70,000 chains. Every chain is pulled by 70,000 angels. 4,900,000,000 angels, only Allah knows their size, are pulling Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, may Allah save us all. So do not say that, you know what, it's just a day or two. We cannot handle it. We cannot handle the fire of this dunya. We see what happens when someone is in a house that caught fire. The effect is so deep, and they suffer from it all their life. So how about the fire of the Akhirah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, يَوْمَ تُقَلَّبُ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ يَقُولُونَ يَا لَيْتَنَا أَطَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَطَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ. The only way to be saved from the hellfire, Allah told us in Surah Al-Ahzab, there will be a day when their faces are flipped into the fire, and they would say, we wish we have obeyed Allah, we wish we have obeyed His Messenger. So the way to be saved from the hellfire is to obey Allah and obey His Messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me and you from the hellfire. Protect all the ones we love from the hellfire. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون.